WMFON Medford. Bjork right there off of her post-album track called Army of Me. Lake Street Dive up ahead of that. Played you a track called... Actually, no, did I play... I'm a little... What did I play before that? Pretty sure it was not... Oh, it was... I'm losing my mind. It was Charlton Jouquet, a Chemical Brothers remix of Toothache. Come on, Ryan, get it together. Then it was Lake Street Dive, Call Off Your Dogs, off of their new album on None Such Records called Side Pony. Great new track from them. And I played you little Nick Drake, kicking off that set with Cello Song from his 1970 album on Island Records, Five Leaves Left. It is 10 o'clock. That's it for me, folks. I had a great time. I was filling in today for Jason, Program Without Form. I hope he listens to this and says, yes, Ryan did a damn fine job. I'm sure he will. I will be back soon. My regular scheduled airtime is Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the crack of dawn, your drive time radio. Now, the times here will change as people leave and come and go, so I do intend on changing that shift hopefully soon. But until then, that'll be my real shift, Monday morning, 6 to 7 a.m., and then I'll be filling in here and there. You never know when to expect me. I'm just going to turn radio on. I'm going to be there. That's how I'm going to do things. I had a great time. Hope you did, too. Have a great rest of your evening, a great rest of your week. I'm going to leave you with something from Oscar. Oscar is a musician out of the UK. He has a new album out called Cut and Paste. It will be released on May 13th on Wichita Records. And then he will be hitting the States sometime soon. I know he was just at South by Southwest getting a lot of new fans. This is a great new song from him called Sometimes off of his album Cut and Paste. Again, that will be out May 13th. Here's Oscar. This is WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. somebody else took his place and bravely cried, I'm a black star. An angel fall. How many people lie instead of talking tall? He trod the sacred ground. He cried loud into the crowd. I'm a black star. I'm a black star. I'm not a gangster.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ozone Hour. It's us.
Woo. Yay!
Back from spring break. Some of us tanner than others.
Oh, my Wi-Fi stopped working. Oh, no.
Flora was in Miami. Oh.
I did get pretty tan. It's true. Could have been tanner, though.
I would say I'm the least tan of the bunch. I'll take that. But I did get slightly tanner for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go?
We were in New Orleans and other places also.
I want to go to New Orleans so badly.
It was quite fun. Lots of good music.
What was the best?
Maybe some of which we'll play tonight.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's on my playlist.
What was the your favorite thing in New Orleans that you did? Or drink.
Lots of good things to eat, drink in here. I also really loved the architecture of New Orleans. It is like, it's just so fun to walk around. And all of the buildings are really low, and there also are just trees everywhere. So it's a super beautiful city. And I thought that was cool. They had like, and everything is like bright colors. Everything is painted insane colors and has like, I don't know. One of our friends described it also as just like there's so much wildlife there. Just the place that it's built is a swamp, literally.
A bayou.
So like everything just feels like it's fighting back against all of this vegetation that's trying to like overtake all of the houses and everything.
That's super cool.
So yeah. I thought that was cool.
I liked finding all these little places to eat. Like we'd hear from someone like, oh, this is the best such and such, and then we'd go and we'd have
like
the best such and
such.
Did you
eat crawfish?
I did eat crawfish.
Did you eat beignets?
I did eat a beignet. Ask me more. Hit me.
Po' boy?
Sure did.
What kind? Shrimp?
No, actually, I had a meatless po' boy.
Interesting. What was on it?
French fries.
And gravy. Right,
French fries
right.
And gravy.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and Charlotte had a fried green tomato.
Ooh, I love
po'
fried
boy.
Green tomatoes.
Great. Yeah. Fried green tomatoes were great. I had those a few times as one of the few vegetarian options in New Orleans.
Had some good fried chicken, so yes.
Yum.
And the temperature was perfect.
Nice.
Anyway, Charlotte and I, not 24 hours ago, were driving still towards Boston, and I thought I would play a song on part of our 16-hour drive from Nashville back to Boston. So I'll start us off with some music.
I can't believe you realized the dream of going to Nashville.
I know. We've talked about it for so long. We could still go.
The next break, we'll hear about Nashville. Yeah.
So this is a song by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment.
Ooh.
Like a rain child, but my body move like the sun. Go run, tell them rainbow, we painted it 50 shades of gray, stones across the lake. The house in the house, deceptive carnations, our wedding we announce on Sunday for the holy of it. Solely covet me and you for you and I are blissfully tethered to simple redeeming when sadness gets worse and we don't know why. Our city is bleeding for crimson. I don't protest, I just dance in my shadows. Hallowed be thy empty when my name don't sing. Shallow waters, under bridges, don't forget about me. Who are you to love me and not call me by my name? I'm sunny just like
the sun,
you.
Like the sun. Who Are you to tell me I can't love you the way mothers love daughters? The way Mary was closest to Joseph and babies is close to the father. You don't know me and love got a secret handshake and mad inside jokes. But I can tell it's knock knock on my heartbeat box using inside votes. Who are you to tell me I don't want you the way flesh wants freedom? The way greed, love, need. The way kings need kingdoms. You don't know what I know, what I'm capable of. What I slave for and traded in favors and give up for you what I gave up for love.
Who are you to tell me I'm not warm enough for summertime? I know that I get beside myself, but you don't know me like the sun.
You like the fly that I won't let die. Right before your petals start to wilt, I choose to give you one last try. Fill your vase up with water, refusing to neglect you like your father. So I promise that it won't run dry. Good intentions, cause I wanna see us both fly. But I often put me first and I've been wondering why. I know you probably think you're blessed to have a wonderful guy, and that's the truth, but at the same time a wonderful lie. Cause to me you a dime, and I'm still a nickel. And you know niggas say that every coin got two sides. Well, if you knew both minds, not sure you like what you find. I made mistakes, I wanna tell you, but can't make up my mind. As I'm writing this, I see a red balloon in the sky, and to me that's a sign, telling me that these lines were made to be written, repenting in the form of a rhyme. I know the laws, I forgive, I hope you forgive me in time.
Who are you to tell me I'm not warm enough for summertime? I know that I get beside myself. You don't know me like the sun.
You'll never see my horizon.
All right, that was a short song called Warm Enough by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment. Mm. Off the album Surf, a lot of big names on that. Definitely worth checking out. Donnie Trumpet plays trumpet.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pretty good band name. You know?
Yeah, I guess all the good ones aren't taken. we were wrong.
We could be Flora...
We can Electric Triangle. Yeah.
Or like Charlotte French Horn. And what would our tagline be?
Well, Social Experiment is taken.
Yeah.
Psych Study?
Charlotte French Horn and the Psych Studies.
That'd be funny.
Coming at you soon to a city near you.
I have been doing some paid medical studies at MGH this semester. And it's really quite a lucrative pastime.
Yeah, you guys should look into it. You did a study, right, where you were there for like 8 hours.
Yeah, that was a really long day. But then I did another one where I just had to go take an intelligence test and a spelling test.
Did you pass?
And I got $50. I'm in fact not a worse enough speller. Not a poor... maybe I am. I'm not a bad enough speller to qualify to continue the study, which was great because I could just do the first part and get $50.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on passing your spelling test.
Thanks. It was pretty exciting moment. I think of myself as a bad speller, so
that is cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
There are other people who are worse at spelling out there, I guess.
I know. Who would have thought?
Well, where?
Who would have? Someone should play some music.
Yeah. not the most lively bunch right now. I will actually, so there's been exciting news at Tufts regarding some music.
What was the leak?
I'm hesitant.
You don't know the leak?
I don't know the leak. Oh, surprise
okay,
me.
So you played a very pertinent song 2 weeks ago. Bournes, who has a pretty big hit, Electric Love, out.
Yeah, I love that song. Will be playing. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was the accidental, I think somebody might have done this last year. Too, actually, but like he released his spring tour dates and on it is like Tufts University May 1st. So Bournes will be playing. Anna played Electric Love a couple weeks ago, so we'll play. Yes. Maybe we'll play something else tonight too.
Serendipitously, Electric Love was already the name of the Sarah Band show on April 14th and 16th, because that's one of the songs in it. So shout out to Bournes for giving us some free PR, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Also, everyone come April 14th and 16th. See
you
there.
Cohen
Auditorium.
Yeah.
You can hit me up for tickets.
Never missed a show.
It's going to be a good one, I hope. A lot to get done before then, but
That sounds awesome. Plug me in.
Here we go. So anyway, we forgot to announce the theme. Which, you know, is going to be songs we listened to on our travels this past week.
Spring break.
Spring break, you might say. But I don't feel like it's a spring break playlist, no. You know? It's
just songs, maybe, that we listen, one would listen to on a travel. Yeah.
It's exclusively Jimmy Buffett. Yes.
But spring break / spring fling leak.
Yes.
I also heard a rumor that it's first. Sean Paul, though.
You Sean heard Paul? It here first.
Oh my gosh. Do you think that Borns is a headliner or... I don't just think like so. The opener.
I don't think so. I think they would have to have someone who like more songs are known. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I think so.
I think
if Guster can be an opener.
Yeah. Born, is Guster maybe. Definitely playing?
No. They okay. were just an opener.
That was a rumor.
But they also were an opener before the year before we came to Tufts.
Yeah. Right. One of my friends was like very certain that they come back every 4 years so that they must be playing this year.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about at all, Guster is a band that went to Tufts and comes back to play our big spring concert sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charlotte is going to play some music.
Yes.
I am going to do that. That was another song by Borns, not Electric Love, the big hit, but the slightly smaller hit, 10,000 Emerald Pools. So,
yeah, good vibes for sure on that song.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wonder who the headliner will be. I am personally hoping for T-Pain.
It is not T-Pain, because T-Pain is playing at Brandeis for their spring fling on the same day that our spring fling
is. That is devastating.
Yeah.
Wait, I actually, also I don't
discovered
know if
today.
I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but just a couple weeks ago, I was talking to someone high up in the Tufts student government who was telling me that they haven't found anyone yet, like just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow. No.
And I suggested T-Pain because I thought of you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so wow. much.
But it must not have worked.
Yeah, Brandeis must have gotten there first. But maybe I'll try to get tickets to the Brandeis Spring Fling and do both on the same day because the Brandeis one starts at 2 p.m. So you can definitely make it over for T-Pain. I feel like ours starts even earlier. Ours starts at like noon.
But by the time... Right. So probably you could hear our headliner, go to Brandeis to hear their headliner.
It'll be a long day.
Yeah. Well, things to think about. In the meantime, I want to play a band, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. That we just saw over spring break. And they're called the Rebirth Brass Band. And they were so fun. And I'm going to play one of their songs.
Great.
Right, that was the Rebirth Brass Band. We went to see them our first night in New Orleans. They were so fun.
It was, yeah. It was a crowded little place. We were talking. They were a lot of fun. Two of their members have been playing with this band for how long? 25 years?
29 years, I think. One of whom was the tuba player.
The tuba player and the bass drum player.
Who never stops playing. I didn't see him take a breath once. I mean, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
But like every transition between songs, the whole band would stop and the tuba player would still be playing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's so fun.
There you go.
Good chops.
I just want to keep playing that kind of music that really spoke to me, but I don't have any, so.
We can play a second song by them, which I actually had also added them to our playlist we just made because they were awesome, and I feel like you always have live music that you've seen recently on the mind, you know?
And it makes me feel like I'm there.
And then you'll play us some Miami music.
I don't know if I'm going to hear it.
Miami by Will Smith.
All right, here we go.
quite good.
Yes. As we said earlier, that was more Rebirth Brass Band, so that was I Feel Like Funkin' It Up, which we also saw live.
Yeah, which Flora pointed out sounded a whole lot like
Bruno Mars's Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk You Up and Funkin' It Up. It's very similar.
So, yeah. Things to think about.
Everyone is just really dead tonight.
This Monday has been a hard day.
It has been.
It has. The Monday after break is a rough one to reset for.
If your Monday's hard, call us and tell us about it at 617-627-3800.
At least we're not doing this at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's true. That would be harder.
I'm going to sleep until 10:17 tomorrow.
That sounds very nice.
That does sound nice.
Then I'm going to roll out of bed and go to class.
I'm going
to
wake up at 7:30 or 8.
Wow.
Keep working. I have a take-home midterm and a project due tomorrow. Mm. But life is good.
I just have work at 9:30. If anyone wants to come to the Edwin Gidd Library.
Wow.
I'll be
Bold
there.
Bold choice to broadcast exactly where and when you'll be.
Sometime tomorrow.
Sometime tomorrow.
Maybe Anna can go work there.
Unfortunately, I need to use the GIS lab in the Tisch Library.
That's where you'll be if you want to find us in real life.
Don't.
I'm not going to say my house address, my home address.
Charlotte, are your rats alive, by the way?
They're alive. They're doing well. I have two pet rats recently acquired, for those of our listeners who do not know. Pardon?
What are their names?
Oh, their names are Jean-Luc and Pierre.
Oh, wow.
French. The consensus seems to be that they're really cute, except for their tails.
And their teeth.
Because their tails do not have fur on them.
Mm. I don't think their teeth are very cute.
They apparently don't have cute teeth either. I don't think people think that your teeth are that cute either, Anna.
Wow. Taking it personally.
Do you think my teeth are cute?
Flora has some really cute teeth, though.
Wow. Just getting flamed on the radio.
They're alive. They're doing well.
That's good to hear. I was worried about them.
Same old antics. Yeah. My buddy Mitch Stallman took good care of them.
Shout out to Mitch Stallman.
Shout out to Mitch.
Hello. Miss you.
I have a song to play.
Great.
This is a song that I listened to more on my own this spring break, but that another friend of ours showed me recently. And if I can plug into the iPad, there we go. All right.
I know we'll find other side. Cause we'll be just fine. If we take our time, let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine. Let the sun shine. 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 Cause we'll be just fine.
We'll be just fine.
If we take our time. Let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine. Oh, 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 oh. Cause we'll be just fine. If we take our time. Let the sun shine. Cause we'll be just fine.
All right, that was Sunshine by Tom Misch. Shout out to Aaron Geyer for that recommendation. Not my usual style of music, but something about it caught my ear.
That was nice.
Thanks for the validation, guys.
That was some good vibes, some good relaxed vibes, taking spring break.
Definitely,
home.
Definitely some good vibes. Anna, what did you just play that song off of?
My iPad.
Would you like to tell the viewers how you came to own an iPad?
I would love to. So, all right. So,
it
freshman
like a
year,
good story.
We got on a bus to go to Target because Target was running a promotional event. They stayed open late just for Tufts students so we could all buy stuff for our dorms. And I walk in the door and I see a sign and it says, text this number for a chance to win. And for the record, I had like a flip phone kind of thing at the time, or a slide phone. So I texted the number, and I like shopped a little bit. My roommate and I bought a rug. And then right as I was checking out, I got a text, and it said, you won an iPad. So I went to the front desk, and I claimed my iPad. I think another good win was our friend Seth won a lifetime, or it was a year's supply of chapstick, but it was like 300 or 400 chapsticks, which I don't know.
I definitely stole at least 3 to 4 of those chapsticks that year.
Yeah.
There's something about when you own a lot of chapstick, you're not as careful, so you lose them. Whereas if you're down to one chapstick, I feel like you're very careful of trying not to lose it.
Has anyone here ever finished a stick of chapstick?
Yes.
Heck no.
Really? I was very proud.
Really? Just one though?
It maybe has happened a couple times.
What
but
is
I'm,
at the bottom
I'm
of
addicted
chapstick?
To Carmex. Hard plastic.
That's a
I'm a Burt's Bees.
you roll it all the way up and then there's just nothing there anymore.
Yeah.
Sad.
I agree with the Carmex sentiment.
I often
Carmex.
Have plenty of chapstick. My dad always gets me chapstick for like stocking stuffers and stuff. It's nice.
I really like Carmex. Apparently if your lips tingle when you use it, which they do, because why else would you use Carmex? It means you're slightly allergic. Hasn't killed me yet though.
The more you know. Yeah. Speaking of the more we know, we should play another song and then tell the people something.
Yeah,
some sort of service announcement. So someone should play it. Actually, I'll just give a public service announcement right now.
Yeah, do it up.
Excuse me, this is particularly relevant to my spring break. Black Cat Rescue, a Somerville no-cat rescue organization, is having a no-kill cat rescue organization, excuse me, is having a benefit night at Flatbread Pizza Company in Davis Square from 5 until midnight Tuesday, March 29th. That's tomorrow, folks. Eat pizza, win raffle prizes, and help support local homeless black cats. For more information on the web, visit blackcatrescue.com. That's blackcatrescue.com. and their benefit is tomorrow night at Flatbread Pizza Company, 5 p.m. I would go to that if I didn't have class.
Did you perchance see a black cat over your break?
I saw several, actually.
Oh, wow.
Marshmallow. Marshmallow's a black
mushroom.
Cat. Oh, mushroom.
One of our friends owns many cats. 18, to be exact. And we stayed at his house, and there a few of them were black cats.
That's a lot of cats.
I was just going to say, I got my lines crossed there, because we also were talking a lot about marshmallows this break. But apparently the favorite cat of the neighborhood of this house that has a lot of cats, he's named Mushroom. And all of the neighborhood kids go over and pet him.
He was a good cat.
Wait a second. Whatever happened to that cat, that black cat that used to roam around?
Napoleon.
Tufts? Yeah. I haven't seen Napoleon's in sophomore year.
We might just not be in the dorms anymore. We had this cat come into our dorm, remember?
Yeah, but I would see him like on the sidewalk, like walking to Davis. Things like that.
Yeah. I think, why don't we play another song, and afterwards we can do an update on what's been going on in Napoleon's blog.
Yeah. Flora, would you like to play a tune?
I would. Love that. Let's see. This song. I just did something. Is a song that I listened to during my spring break. It reminds me of the beach and a favorite tropical beverage of the masses, I would say.
Yeah, who doesn't like a good one of these? Probably a fair number. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, it's going.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada,
you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Flora, what a song. Was that the vibes of your Miami trip?
More of the vibes of the Boca Raton part of the trip, I would say, where we just laid around on the beach. I did drink a pina colada.
That sounds great.
Nice.
Got caught in the rain a little.
Mm. Did you ever have a Miami Vice?
What's a Miami Vice?
It's a fun drink that's half pina colada and half strawberry daiquiri.
Oh. Whoa.
I didn't have one, but I did see them on some menus and such, but it seemed a little crazy.
Hang on, I have some breaking news. We misrepresented the gender of Mushroom the Cat. Mushroom the Cat is a girl cat.
Oh, no, no.
Just
did I say he?
I did, too.
Okay.
So I didn't know any better.
So apologies to Mushroom. We didn't ask for Mushroom's pronouns.
Mushroom is, in fact, a lady.
Yes. It is 10:59 p.m., and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Ozone Hour.
Tufts. And Mushroom is a girl.
Tufts Freeform Radio reporting. And Charlotte is famous because she was on Napoleon's blog.
If you're just tuning in, who's Napoleon?
Napoleon is another.